DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops at DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, I am joined in studio by Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara the Marker in Dublin and at Forbes Street Restaurant within that emporium, co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out. Gareth, good morning.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
Very well. You had a wine dinner last night. I was there. It was fantastic.
Yeah, no, it was our last wine dinner of the season this year, so we're already starting to think about spring. But as you know, I love doing those events because it's kind of a time to shine for us in the restaurant.
Yeah, matching wines and foods.
Yeah, and look, I think as you know, I talk at the events, and we had Massimo over from Massey Wines, and he was emceeing as well with me and talking through how the wine is made and why we matched it the way we do. It's fun.
He's a bit of a hoot, isn't he?
He's class. He was good crack. Yeah.
Anyway, you are inspired by the Italian in him to make a risotto today.
Yeah, and look, there's a lot of pumpkin kicking around at the moment with pumpkin carving going on with kids. And I think it's kind of an underrated vegetable, and I think sometimes people don't know what to do with it. But I'm going to talk about the principles of a risotto. Again, I think people are nervous when it comes to risotto. Like, if you live in Italy, like, it's buried into your culture to eat it. Yeah. It'd be like mash for us, right? But the technique of it is what really I want to talk about, because once you learn how to make it, then you can make mushroom or cauliflower or truffle or whatever you want to do. So I'm doing a pumpkin and sage risotto. So what you're going to need, and you'd need this for any risotto really that you're going to make, is one onion or a couple of shallots, and I want you to finely chop them as fine as you can. Two sticks of celery, again, finely chop them. If your knife skills are not that good, I would even say blend them. You want them like nice and fine. Three cloves of garlic that you're going to chop nice and fine, and then 400 grams of risotto rice. Arborio or Canneroni, you'll see them in the supermarkets, but you have to use risotto rice to make risotto. They're quite a short grain and quite starchy. That's where the creaminess comes from. Then salt and pepper. So that's basically the basis for any risotto. And then we're doing a pumpkin one. So you need one small pumpkin that you're going to peel and de-seed and cut into cubes. 8 sage leaves that you're going to chop. 80 grams of butter, a handful of Parmesan cheese, some extra virgin olive oil, and then 1.5 litres of vegetable or chicken stock. And then just at the end, we're going to fold in a little bit of creme fraiche and a little bit more olive oil.
Okay, now the white wine, any particular white wine?
No, something quite dry. I mean, I think if wine isn't good enough for drinking, then it's not good enough for cooking. I think this misperception of, oh, it's only crappy wine, use it for cooking. I don't agree with that at all. And I would say even, you know, if you want to make a really special risotto, if the wine that you're going to drink your risotto, that's what I'd be doing. You know, it's only a glass that you need.
The technique.
Yeah, so you're going to heat the stock in a pot. So that pot, the stock needs to be hot. So that sits at the back of the stove. The pumpkin, I just want you to peel and dice up, like I said, and de-seed. The cloves of garlic, just crush them with the skins on, and then the chopped sage and olive oil into a bowl. So that's just to coat them. And they're out onto a tray into a preheated oven at 180 degrees for about 20 minutes. So what you're doing is roasting the pumpkin. So that's the garnish, if you like. Then to make the risotto, in the biggest pan that you have, I want you to heat up 3 tablespoons of olive oil and go in with the celery and the onion. And you're going to saute that down with no colour for about 5 minutes. What we're trying to do is just getting it to sweeten up a little bit. At that point, then you higher the temperature up and you go in with your rice. And then you're going to coat the rice in the oil, the onions and the celery. That technique is called toasting the rice. And then you're going to, when you've done that for 3 or 4 minutes, you go in with the wine and you're going to deglaze the pan, if you like. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I learned how to make risotto, I told you this story last night. The guy that was teaching me said that he was an Italian fella. He says, risotto was born in water, so it must die in wine. And it stuck with me. I mean, I was 16 or 17 when I learned that. So when it goes in, the wine evaporates, and then it's going to start wanting you to start feeding it the stock. So you just start ladling in the hot stock, ladling in, give it a stir. When it evaporates, ladle the next one in, ladle the next one in, and it'll take that full 1.5 litres of stock. And as you see, as it's cooking, you're stirring. It's kind of a little bit of a labour of love when you're making risotto. You have to stay with it, because when you're stirring it, what's happening is you're releasing the starch in the risotto, and it's getting quite creamy.
The usual technique is you're stirring with your right hand and the glass of wine is in the left.
Perfect. There you go, Pat. There's another thing I've learned about making risotto. So yeah, you just keep doing that, and then that goes on for about 20 minutes. The rice should be cooked al dente. That just means it has a tiny little bite in it. And then once you get to that point, you take it off the heat. Then I'm going to get you to fold in that roasted pumpkin, lots of parmesan, lots of butter, give it another good stir, and the parmesan and butter is going to make the risotto really creamy. And then when you've got to that point, a big dollop of creme fraiche, the last stir, and then you just pop the lid on, let it sit there for 5 minutes to rest, and you'll have the most creamy, delicious risotto.
And very substantial.
It is substantial, and look, it's a cheap enough meal to eat, but if pumpkin is not your thing, as I said, some sautéed mushrooms would be amazing in there, or some roasted cauliflower, or it's a really, really delicious meal. If you wanted to sit a piece of roasted salmon or a chicken breast on top of that, also would be very delicious, but give it a go this weekend and let us know how you're going.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.